Chapter 4. Seth. Seth had read the invitation so many times that he knew it by heart. You are invited to a birthday party. Inside the invitation, it listed the time and day. At the bottom, Ben had written, Mom said I can invite one friend to sleep over. I picked you. Can you come? Please say yes. Seth loved birthday parties. He liked the cake, balloons, and games. He was happy that Ben had picked him to sleep over. He had some worries, though. What if he had a nightmare? What if he missed Nate and Dad? What if he had to use the bathroom in the middle of the night? What if his flashlight rolled away in the dark and he couldn't find it? And how could he sleep without his stuffed bunny Boo? Boo had been Seth's favorite toy since he was a baby. A long time ago, Boo had been white. Over the years, her fur had been loved to gray. She even had some places where you could see her stitching. It didn't matter to Seth, though. She was beautiful to him. Seth slept with Boo every night, sometimes even using Boo's soft tummy for a pillow. When Seth slept over at Grandma and Grandpa's, Boo went too. Grandma even made Boo her own blanket. Seth had never told Ben about Boo, though. What if Ben or Peter made fun of him for sleeping with a stuffed animal? Or even worse, what if they made fun of Boo? What if they said she was old and ugly with her gray fur and stitches showing? Seth couldn't stand that thought. So when Seth saw Marco Polo at the library, he made a plan. Marco Polo was small enough to tuck into his sleeping bag without making a big lump. No one would know he was there, except Seth. Marco Polo wasn't Boo, but knowing he had a tiny, brave, secret friend made Seth feel braver, too. Hi, Seth, Ben's mom said as she opened the door. I'm so glad you could come to the party. You can put your sleeping bag and backpack in Ben and Peter's room. I'll show you. Ben took Seth's backpack. Dad gave Seth a hug. I'll pick you up in the morning. You know my phone number, so if you need me, you can call me. Yes, Ben's mom said. You can use my phone anytime. Thanks. Seth took a deep breath. Okay, see you tomorrow, Dad. Then he picked up his sleeping bag. Seth was glad he had rolled Marco Polo up tightly inside so he wouldn't fall out. He followed Ben into the party.